Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, July 7th, and you're listening to the big call. We've been talking about so many months, I had to figure out what month we're in, but I know that we're in July. So welcome, everybody, to the call tonight. We're glad to have you here. Hope everybody had a safe and wonderful 4th of July on our 250th year celebration here in the United States. Those of you in other countries, we hope that you enjoyed our fireworks displays all over the country. I'm kind of glad it's over, to be honest with you. We had a lot of fireworks in the area. And then God did his fireworks on the 4th of July with severe thunderstorms and lightning and rain and hail and et cetera. And I hate to say, but God's thunderstorms were a lot more impressive than the fireworks in our area anyway. All right, well, let's do this, you guys. Let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be a really very good and enlightening teaching for us tonight. And we thank Sue for providing that. So let's go to a prayer right now. Lord God, we just thank you so much for all that you've done for us to get this country and the world ready to receive this blessing. We know there's a lot going on behind the scenes. We're not quite there yet, but we're not far away either. So thank you for that. Thank you that we're closing in on this and that we have a really, really good information to give tonight. So we thank you for that, and we honor you and lift you up and praise your name, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, I trust you had a good 4th of July, and were safe, and you didn't use sparklers outside or anything.
I didn't use sparklers, but I'm happy to report I was able to attend a sort of international dance party where it was fun. And it was really interesting because it was people that were, you know, a lot of Spanish people, Bruce, Brazil, Ecuador, a Swedish guy. It was really interesting. But people that were grateful, they were tended to be in the high up creative field, like they were responsible for big things. But they were so grateful to be in the United States. So it was really a wonderful opportunity, melting pot kind of, 30 people dancing and celebrating the United States. So it was cool.
Very cool. That's fun. I love to.
It was fun. A lot of different languages. It's interesting how many people like to use music to, especially when they're international. So we'll leave that space.
It's kind of a universal language. And on another subject really quick, Sue, did you see any chippy chips, any chipmunks in the recent 4 or 5 days?
On Sunday, I saw, it was kind of cloudy. I saw counted 60 chipmunks.
60? 6-0?
6-0.
Wow.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, this is almost spooky. It's like, it's an infestation of chipmunks. It was pretty, I was like, I know, it's crazy.
Am I safe here? You're like Lilliputian, and
it's a long walk. So it's like a long walk. It's kind of passing over, but it's long. So it's like a 50-minute walk. 60 chipmunks. Yeah. Do the math. But let's get into the teaching, shall we?
Okay,
I know
it
was fun.
Thank you.
So I'd like everybody to just settle in. And I'm dedicating this to everyone, including our Bob and Bruce, because this is your title. Mobilize Angels. Mm. We decree the angels of the Lord are bringing our prayers to pass. In the book of Daniel, Daniel had been praying over the future of his nation and had asked for help and wisdom from God. We're told that God heard Daniel's prayer the very first day that he started praying, and had sent one of the most powerful angels, an archangel named Gabriel, with an answer. However, there was spiritual warfare that took place between heaven and earth in the astrological or atmospheric heaven between Gabriel and a demon prince, the spirit prince of Persia. The battle lasted for 21 days and was quite intense. Here's what the scripture says concerning Daniel's prayer and the ensuing struggle. Master, listen to us. Master, forgive us. Master, look at us and do something. Master, don't put us off. Your city and your people are named after you. You have a stake in us. While I was pouring out my heart, bearing my sins and the sins of my people Israel, praying my life out before my God, interceding for the holy mountains of my God, while I was absorbed in this praying, the human-like Gabriel, the one I had seen in an earlier vision, approached me, flying in like a bird about the time of evening worship. He stood before me and said, Daniel, I have come to make things plain to you. Daniel 9:19. Now try to imagine this. You've prayed for 21 days, and after 21 days of spiritual warfare, Gabriel flies in like a human bird and says, I'm here to help you. I'm here to answer your prayer. Relax, Daniel, he continued. Don't be afraid. From the moment you decided to humble yourself to receive understanding, your prayer was heard, and I set out to come to you. Daniel 10:12. Clearly God assigns angels to bring us answers to prayer. They organize around the prayers of the saints to bring them to pass, especially the prayers of an ecclesia over a region. I believe that's why the kingdom of hell fights corporate prayer so intensely. When the ecclesia gather in corporate prayer, like we're doing on the big call, it mobilizes angels. To change regions or to change a nation often requires angelic assistance, and that is why they've been given to us. Throughout Scripture, we see angels getting people out of trouble in their nations, their cities, their families, bringing answers to their prayers. One of the ways you can identify whether you are in a brand new era in the kingdom is by fresh anointings of Holy Spirit. Everywhere I go, I see new anointings and outpourings of the Holy Spirit, do inserting like everyone on this call. It's not like it was a few years ago. There's something happening in the atmosphere. Second, there's an increased angel activity. Angels always assist the new eras and new moves of God. Study this in history and you will see angel activity every time. And third, the prophetic words of the apostles and the prophets will declare it. All three of those are happening now in accelerated ways on earth. I've never seen more kingdom activity in my entire life. It's as if heaven has amped up and we need to amp up with it. God, thank you that your angelic hosts are moving now to bring answers to prayer. We position ourselves to receive your answer. And thank you ahead of time for what you are doing. That is our teaching for all of us on the big call tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Wow. I love that teaching. It's really important.
Yep.
You know? Well, Sue, you know, this teaching, in some ways, it's difficult to comment on it. In other ways, I can't resist not commenting on it. Right? If that made sense. Did I use two negatives?
Yep.
I really, really have to comment on it because what I think a lot of believers in Christ don't know is that angels are there to help us.
Right.
And we actually have been given charge over the angels in the sense that if we need something, yes, angels can take our prayers. I mean, we pray directly. We don't have a go-between other than Jesus. We can speak directly to Jesus. He's sitting at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. He is our go-between. He is an advocate, like an attorney, but an advocate. He advocates for us. But angels are there. Have you ever seen somebody, you know, just about an accident waiting to happen, and they literally call out the name of Jesus, and immediately something happens. The car is blown off of, a truck is blown off of the road that was just feet in front of the car on a head-on collision, and there was no collision. I mean, what do you think caused that immediate wind to blow a semi-truck off the road? Right? I mean, this is where we can call on not only the name of the Lord, but we can call on angels. Now, we're not to worship angels, but we can have, angels have been created to help us. And as believers, we can ask for help in the angelic realm, you know, in the heavenlies. And yes, there's constant warfare going on in the heavenlies between good and evil. Okay? But we also can call on angels for help. And they will help. Jesus, when he was about to go to the cross, and when he was on the cross, they said, if you're the Son of God, why don't you come down, you know, come down off of there. I mean, he could have called, how many was it, 12 legions of angels? A legion is 6,000. It's a military term. A legion is 6,000 troops. A legion of angels is 6,000 angels. 12 legions would be 72,000 angels. He could have called on them. He could have vanquished the enemy. He could have done all of that. But it wasn't in God's plan to do it that way. He had to die for us. He had to give himself as the perfect Lamb of God without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. He had to give himself. And he didn't want to do it at the end. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed three times, God, if it be possible, take this cup from me, meaning what he was going to have to endure. Then finally after, he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And it was. Oh, man, talk about obedience up until the very end. But Jesus, as God, knew what was going to happen. He knew ahead of time, you know, what the plan of God was. But we have the ability to call on God and call for help, and God will send angels to help us. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation like that where, you know, it's kind of like the song, Jesus, Take the Wheel. Now, here's an accident about ready to happen. I remember being in a situation on I-40 where somebody had been killed six cars ahead of me. But I had a feeling we need to go ahead and move off of the road. We need to get out of this scenario. And when you're at interstate speed and that happens, you know, you need to kind of, if you're listening to God and you're hearing, you know, you have discernment about the Holy Spirit, you obey and you move. And fortunately, I was able to be out of the way and not get caught up in a collision. I mean, this kind of thing happens, you know, and we just have to be aware of it. And then I love the part, Sue, when you talked about a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. It's like being anointed with fresh oil. You know, the anointing is where the power is. And if you've been anointed by the Holy Spirit, or you're in a meeting where the Holy Spirit is active, you know, things happen. Miracles happen. People are healed. All of that. And we pray that this call is anointed by God, so that when we speak things into existence, that God honors what we say. Well, that's what I got out of it, Sue. It was really good teaching. I appreciate that.
You're welcome,
Bruce. Thank you for it. Yes, thank you. And Bob, sometimes I think you're anointed. You sure seem to be. And I know you know about angels, Bob. Tell me what you thought of this teaching, Bob, tonight.
Yeah, I guess better anointed than annoying, right?
Yeah. Exactly right. Yes.
Yeah, similar to you, Bruce, I had a highway experience.
Yeah.
Was in upstate New York, and I was driving to Ithaca, and I stopped to get gas, and there was a little convenience store, and went in to the convenience store and got in line at the deli at the back to get something to eat.
Uh-huh.
And I heard a woman speak to another server that was also at the deli, and it was very, like, startling almost, because it didn't sound like a human voice. And as she stepped back, I said to her, "You have the most beautiful voice I've ever heard in my life." And she didn't say a word. She just looked at me and smiled. And then we had to go up to the front to cash out, and I was in line in front of her, and I cashed out, and as I was walking out, I saw her again, and she smiled at me again and didn't say a word. And I went out to my car, and I was like, wow, that was really strange. And I turned on my car, and the radio was on, and there was a song about angels on the radio. And I was like, I'm going to just sit here and look at the front door, see that lady walk out. And the song finished, and I didn't see her. And the next song came on was also about angels. And that song finished, and I never saw the lady. And so I was like, wow, that's strange. So I started thinking, I wonder if I was supposed to be delayed for some reason. And sure enough, I got about 5 minutes up the road, and at an intersection was a three-car accident where someone had run a stop sign and probably would have run into my car had I not been delayed.
Yeah.
And it was very distinctive between the songs on the radio and this voice and then the accident. But I really liked the teaching to the mobilization of angels. I always see kind of as a two-way street, because when you hear the stories about angels, especially the stories in the Bible, it's always like an interaction where a person is being expected to do something, to show more faith, to learn something. And so it's never just, here comes the angel and everything is fine. It's like, here comes the angel and there's going to be a partnership of learning and faith and execution. And it came to me, it's like, well, maybe since this is a time of heightened activity, we can learn to act more like angels ourselves so we can be better partners. And even in times when we don't call on an angel, if we look at the characteristics that have been taught to us over the years, you know, where angels are protectors, and if we can be the same, be that protector. And, an example about, you know, we see these reports just recently about how there's been a dramatic upsurge in drownings. And what can we do ourselves to be a protector, to be a helper? And I had that opportunity about 2 weeks ago at the beach to intervene in regard to people that really should not have been doing what they were doing, and there was a risk of, you know, these rip currents. And
right.
And the other is service. The angels are always standing by, ready to serve. And, you know, it's a Russian word they call dejourne, she who serves. And they're peasants in a way, but they're also exalted. And also to the fight against evil, to be ready to stand up against evil things, and even be ready and energized enough to cast away evil, to cast out evil, and to be very responsive, never hesitate to be that zashitnik, that spiritual protector, the guardian, to step forward and to challenge yourself to be capable of such things, and to challenge others to come along. Let's go together and take a class in search and rescue. Let's go together and learn this. How do we save someone who's caught in a rip current? And to be fearless. Angels never fear. They just come and do what they're there to do, and they act as a blessing, as we can do. And they're also healers. And we see, you know, for example, you know, the man who created the opportunity to have the healing codes revealed, and was praying for his wife, who had called him when he was at the airport, and she called to ask Alex Lloyd to pray for her in her ongoing depression, which they could find nothing to help her, to heal her. And as he prayed, he got up and got onto the plane, and while he was on the plane, was revealed the healing codes technique, and was extremely faithful, and was able to heal his wife and many, many others, including Dr. Johnson, the famous physician who was in the movie The Secret, the first ever documented case of someone being healed of Lou Gehrig's disease. And here was a healer who had received these codes. And still to this day, people like us can learn the healing codes and attend a class and receive transmissions of energy to perform these codes. And you too can be that healer. And to be able to save people, to extricate people from dangerous situations, which you would think require an angel, or maybe, you know, just Brian, the founder of Gray Bull Rescue, who he and his men have rescued thousands of people around the world from captivity and dangerous situations, including the woman who escaped from Venezuela, the person who they felt was the rightfully elected president, who had to flee to Scandinavia. And she was rescued out of her dinghy in the middle of the night by the founder of Grable Rescue. And talk about an angel, right? And then to ourselves have the knowledge, the confidence, the power, the pedigree to call on angels to come to be at our side and be able to have them know that when they come, we will be one of the many who are confident they'll show up and confident that we too can play our part. So as we receive instruction and encouragement and a transmission perhaps in order to perform angelic type feats with their support as they hold us up when we courageously rescue the person from the rip current. And so thank you, Sue. It really has given me kind of a renewed sense of, hey, these are the times when it's needed the most to be in touch with your angels, get guidance from them as to what we can do to be better servants ourselves and better partners and to hold up our end of the bargain.
Beautiful, Bob.
Yes. Bob, that was really, I love those stories and where you were. And it sounds to me like the woman that you heard the voice of could have very well been an angel. And it said, the Bible talks about us entertaining angels unawares. A weird, strange way to say it. But it's like angels could be in our midst and we could entertain the fact that they're there, but be unaware that they're angels. Because angels take on sort of a human form, almost like a shapeshifter. They can take on human form and do. And so I think, you know, that's really important to understand the relationship that we as believers have with angels. And the other thing, Bob, I guess you went in and helped that person get out of the rip current. Is that what happened? Okay. Maybe not. But I think...
It was more of a preventive thing, Bruce, where talking with the parents to prevent the situation.
I got you.
You could see it developing as they wandered out.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, those riptides, you got to, you know, you swim parallel to the beach, and then when you get out of the riptide, that's when you come back into shore. And it's something that goes against what you're thinking about doing. You're trying to fight the tide. The trick is not to fight it, but swim parallel further down the beach, away from the riptide, and then come in. I was a lifeguard. Were you ever a lifeguard, Bob?
No, never worked as a lifeguard.
I was a lifeguard back in the old days and only had to save two people's lives as a lifeguard, but that was enough. But... Sue, this has really been good. I really enjoyed Bob's comments. I know you did too. What would you say about entertaining angels unawares?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, being the person that wraps this up is always a challenge because the dialogue and the comments and the threads are really magnificent. I'm going to quote, and I think Bob will probably know this, and maybe a few on the call. There's a writer, Florence Scovel Shinn, and she said, "I am backed by unseen hosts of power." And when we were reading this, Mobilize Angels, I mean, it's the value of this dialogue has been realizing how every one of us, you're hearing Bruce and Bob and I talk about it, but think of the times that you have had divine intervention. And I was thinking, okay, do I want to talk about the time that I was driving during a storm with a person in the front of my car, and a tree fell down, like an enormous tree, and missed us? He just said, I can't believe you've got angels like I've never known before. We could have been crushed, and it missed us. But I'm going to talk about mobilize angels. I was really thinking this is, I'll wait until you get to my segment. We're in a new era. This is the, you know, we've done the past 250 years. We've just entered into a new era. And our ability to listen to Christ within us, guiding us to do like Bob did with Rip Currents. I'm going to tell you what I was guided to do, but to protect life. That's really the call now. It's to protect life. So I was walking at my favorite 250-acre park that is known as it has special geography to it that is unique to the entire East Coast. Forest, marshland, fields, everything. And it's like an early Friday afternoon, and it starts to get crowded in the summer. And all of a sudden I'm walking, no, it wasn't the summer, it must have been like late spring. And all of a sudden I'm walking up on this family having a picnic, and there's a little boy, so it's, yeah, mid-spring, and he's literally jumping on top of a baby goose, I don't even know how to describe it, even to think about it. And the feeling inside me was so intense. And I went up to that little boy and his family, and they were unfortunately not speaking up. Watch how I'm going to keep it clear. They weren't speaking in English. And I just said, don't you ever, ever jump on an animal or hurt an animal or think that that's appropriate. And I said, I'm going to be right back. And I went and I got they knew me because I walked there so much. And I got like three or four people from the park. And yep. I said, does anybody speak in this language? And I said, this is really important. And I had them say I said, please explain this to the parents, because they were sitting and they were watching it. And I said, this can never happen again. You've got to teach your children that animals, so I hope I'm reaching all the animal lovers, that animals must be treated with respect so that we can all respect each other. And remember this day that you got to be shown how to treat life with respect. And I'll never forget how their parents just said, oh, I'm so, you know, they were literally participating in it. And they said, thank you so much. You're right. We shouldn't have allowed that to happen.
Absolutely.
And that's the kind of thing that I think a lot of people on this call are going to be taking a stand. And hopefully without having to go to that, like having to be in a situation like that, but taking a stand for this new kind of commitment to life and being a stand for and mobilizing the people that can help you to do that, which is going to be through our projects. And I want to just honor that when you come to the big call and you listen to Bruce, he's mobilizing the forces that we have access to take us into this new era. When you're listening to Bob, you're listening to his philosophy, his depth, his understanding of health, of mobilizing the health of your body. And when you come to my segment, and this is going to be real talk tonight, it's about mobilizing your own stewardship so you don't get hurt and you're preventing getting overloaded by taking on your projects. That's my commitment to everybody on the big call, is to prepare people. And to me, that's what we're all doing as an angelic and Christ-led commission. And so this is, we're in it now. This is like, it's going to get real. And so those are my thoughts for tonight.
That's really good, Sue. I appreciate that. And you shared that story with me before.
I did? I couldn't remember if I did. Yeah,
yes,
it was horrible.
You have.
I didn't even like speaking
that.
It, but
I don't even like to hear it again.
I know.
But I'm glad you shared it. It was so sad. I don't like that story. But I know that you did the right thing by having
indignation. Like, sometimes you have to be little animal needed an angel. And
that's right.
And it got shipped away, and I checked up on it, and it was fine. It became fine after about a month and a half. Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you stood in the gap for that animal, little gosling. It was a gosling.
Gosling. Yes, it was a gosling.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that story, Sue.
Very hard.
That.
I don't even like to think about it. Okay, here we go.
I don't either. I don't want to think about it.
No, I'm glad you're sensitive to it,
too. Well, I'll tell you. Well, Sue's an animal lover. I'm an animal lover. I think Bob is an animal lover. We have a lot of them on the big call. And I think there's a bunch of people in the pod, and a lot of people want to do things not only for humanity, but for animals as well. You know, and that's really good. We've got a lot of projects that are planned to help the whole world, not just us, not just plants, and agriculture, regenerative farming, but animals as well. So thank you, Sue. That was really good. Thank you for that teaching and that commentary. Well, let's do this. Let's step over into our prayer and praise time. And let's see if anybody sent in any requests, Sue. And we'll see if we can pray for people.
Yeah, I'm going to open up something.
Okay, all right. Good.
Okay, I should have done this earlier.
All right, you look at that. I'll tell them something for a second.
Okay.
Tonight, you know, this is real talk. This is real talk. This big call, but with real talk. With Sue, Bob, and Bruce. And I'm going to get real on a couple of things in my segment as well. Just to prepare you, Sue. Just to prepare you. I'm going to get real.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah, I was going to do it anyway before I knew you were. I was going to do it anyway. But anyway, that's that's a little heads up. So tell us what we've got to pray for tonight, Sue, if we have anything.
Okay, so we're going to pray for Sherry and Mike, who sent me an update. And she's saying Mike was on his walker was on his feet walking with a walker, the drain tubes tied on holding his drain tubes and containers. They were less today. That's a huge improvement. The goal is to have less fluid so it's manageable at home with visiting nurses. So let's everybody walk on this journey with Sherry and Mike. And Christ and our unseen hosts of power, the angels, and let's have everyone surround them, their home, each other, their nurses, their doctors, and really the whole timeline. I'm going to get fancy here. So that this is just something they're passing through, and we're seeing that he's improving. He was on a walker, and we're witnessing the improvement and seeing that they're walking to their healed med bed appointment, and they're creating this wonderful new life together, and they just hold on to the vision of total healing in Christ, to total rejuvenation in Christ, and to the love of everyone on the big call, seeing them, holding them, and restoring them to their full health, well-being, and flourishing. In Jesus' name, we say amen. Amen. Let's go to Ms. Genia. I did. I had it all pulled up. Hold on. So, Genia, we haven't heard from Pastor Scott. This is me creating an artificial segue. What do you have to say?
Right.
Oh, I'm good. Okay. Have you heard from Pastor Scott?
One of the members of the pod, who shall remain nameless, has heard from Pastor Scott. And, of course, I talked to him a while back when I think I reported everybody to it about his progress. And he was home from the rehabilitation center. As far as I know, he's still home and doing better.
Okay, good. Okay, good. So now we have Genia. Heavenly Father, today and always, we praise you. We love you. We honor you and give you thanks for all your blessings. The Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Psalm 105. The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. That's so beautiful. Helen Keller, thank you for that, Genia. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all the beauty in this world that you created for us to enjoy. We give thanks for our many blessings, for the Big Call platform 2 times a week, for all the 3 leaders, Bruce, Sue, Bob, and everyone behind the scenes. For the millions of listeners, for our family and friends, for our country, military, and freedom, for med beds to be available very soon to restore our health and vitality, healing us from vaccine and age-related issues in order to get us ready for our humanitarian work this month in July, for our comfort and prosperity, especially the RV blessing, it should be available very soon. Always remember, we are never defeated unless we give up on God. Ronald Reagan. Act out of faithfulness. 2 young Christian soccer college players and entrepreneurs of faithful champions raised $55,000 on the first ever Jesus commercial during the World Cup in 5 cities, and 15 million people heard the gospel that day. How awesome. Millions of listeners on this call could still view that commercial and share with others. Wishing everyone a very happy, healthy, and safe week. Stay strong in faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
Well, thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate that. That was really, really good and important. And yes, boy, I just wish I could respond to everything right now, but I'm going to wait till my segment. But thank you for that, Jeannie, and I'm glad that commercial aired. I didn't see it. I'm not watching football at this time, or soccer as we know it, but maybe I will. Sue, thank you for that. Appreciate that. And let's see if... Let's see what you've been up to, Sue. What have you been up to? And what would
Non-stop.
You like to bring to us? Non-stop, right?
Non-stop discovery.
There you go.
Non-stop discovery. So I said I was going to get real because get your pens out because this is going to highlight something I think is very significant.
Okay.
The Washington Post, I've got to give them credit. They said, you know, the next 250 era. And I was in a discussion over the weekend, and it was pointed out to me that there's 75,000 ZIM holders in the U.S. And we were talking about how people basically were afraid of the ZIM.
Mm.
I was like, why are they afraid of the ZIM? And everybody, I'm going to underline this because I think it needs to be said. If you're going in with ZIM, and you don't have humanitarian projects, and by the way, Bruce, I got to work on 11 civilization-level projects with GCK this weekend, and a new person who's amazing. Yeah, it was really fun. Yeah, it was a busy, productive,
nonstop,
high-purpose weekend. And, you know, you're going to get $11 million. So make that really, really clear.
Hold it, wait a minute. Be clear on what you're saying.
If you don't have projects, you can insert this, whatever you want. The amount you will get on your ZIM is not the one-to-one. It's going to be...
Wait a minute. Stop the music,
yeah.
Sue.
Huh?
I don't know what source you're talking about that's telling you this.
Okay.
But I don't agree with it.
Okay. What do you want to say about it then?
I'm going to say that we have been told, yes, they want us to do something with the ZIM because it's way too much money for anybody to have for their own use. And so we've known about humanitarian projects for years and years.
Yeah.
And now they want us to talk more, not so much about humanitarian as much as it is about hiring people, employment,
job creation,
right?
Yes.
But the idea of you're not going to get one-to-one on the ZIM if you don't have projects, I have never heard that, and you know who we're talking to.
Yeah.
So I think it's a misnomer. I'm not going to buy it. Now, here's what we've also heard. Let's say I was to go in to a redemption center with a bunch of ZIM, and I don't have any projects. I don't have any plans for it. That's when they would volunteer and say, we have some projects we'd like you to help us with your ZIM. We've got some things we'd like you to assist us on.
Okay, all right. I'll take that tangent. It doesn't take me off where I'm going with this.
Okay.
Here's what is evident in why Hushmail goes, what are you doing? I mean, they call me and they ask me, why are you getting so many emails? Just is that I think people don't understand because they're in their day-to-day life, right? They're in their day-to-day life. And they're thinking, even if somebody said, okay, we'll help you with your project, people need to get prepared, Bruce, for the shift and the how they're going to design their life with their humanitarian project and their family and become stewards and participate in the development, the implementation, wherever they want to get involved, people have to get clear about what that's going to be. Would you agree with that, Bruce?
Absolutely.
Yes?
And I think that's the foundation for a lot of the classes that you've
offered. But look at the numbers. Here's what I want to highlight, because we only have a little bit of time, and I did a deep dive and review on, we've done 244 classes. That's not courses, that's classes.
Right.
And the one thing I keep seeing over and over and over again, both in the world beyond the big call and the world that is the big call, is people have been passive, like, okay, I've got my world-class presentation, I've got that, but they're not doing what they need to do to prepare their mind and get the architecture built in them so they don't get overwhelmed when this hits.
Right, sure.
And this is how you can tell. You can tell the people that are actually doing something. I mean, and it's not complicated. I just worked on my project and sort of the talent acquisition funnel and doing the research. You can spend an hour once a week doing something towards how do you want your role? How do you want, who's going to work on your team? We have two programs that are designed, and this was literally my calling since I was 21. And this is important. I got to say this. This is completely unscripted. And this is what I think everybody is going to be going through. When you realize that your parents never taught you, which is the purpose of this call, what is health? That is Bob. You've got to get yourself healthy. You've got to get conscious about your health. What is emerging? And how is the whole new structure happening? That's Bruce. My role is that when I looked at my parents and I said, wow, they're ostensibly very successful, but my mother died early.
Yeah.
And I said, what's wrong with this picture? And I set off, that started a whole understanding of the way the world teaches you versus what we need to build a new, healthy world. So the number one thing when you're getting ready to take on something like a project, to be surrounded with people that are going to be helping you, sure. Deciding how much of it, you know, what parts do you want to participate in? And this happened to me 11, 12 years ago before I was on the big call. I was like, okay, I'm going to have to be letting go of my consulting. I'm going to be doing this. It's a lot to process.
Mm-hmm.
So we created two programs that I'm going to highlight here because they're the foundational ones. Liberated Humanitarian. I'm going to read you one testimonial from somebody. Well, no. I'll read that after. Liberated Humanitarian. And that's designed to walk you through so you're rethinking. It's like succession planning, but it's your next phase planning of how you're going to design your life, make room for the things that you value, and then contribute. So whether you have, you know, you don't have any project, you do this, you do that, you need Liberated Humanitarian. And then the second program, it's three classes, and it's $150. What you do is you listen to one class a week, maybe two, but you let it process so you can start to say, okay, I'm moving from this place to this place. The second class, because I want to make these available. They're not going to be available after this goes because we're in the high implementation mode. This is high stakes transition stuff. Why is it high stakes? Because the world is counting on you being ready enough to be clear enough to make really good decisions. And we have 244 classes in this game, designed from 35 years of being in projects. So the second one is startup clarity. And the startup clarity is for the people that, like, they have their project. They want it to be their own. They want it. They'll get a team, sure. But you're a startup. You've got to get your clarity together. You've got to get your vision, your operations, who's going to be on your team. Three classes, $150.
Yeah.
So decide. You can have one, you can have both, but we're trying to make sure we're on the on-ramp now. This is it. Are you going to be passive about what happens to you? Or are you going to be proactive so you get to deepen you? This is not telling you what to do. It's not instructional. It's not typical classroom stuff. It's getting you to go inside yourself and get clear and consider how you want to design this next space. So think of it as like a personal trainer coming into your home and saying, okay, what do you want to do? Let's make it so it's balanced for you. And let's get you fit for this next leg. I want to run a race. I want to run a marathon. You've got to train.
Yeah.
You've got to train, you guys. And when I think we've had, I'd say, 150 people move through the pod, and there's 75,000 people that bought Zim. What is that telling you? About not wasting the value of the opportunity is the real talk I want to underline. So all you have to do, Bruce, you pull out what you want out of this. Liberated humanitarian, that's going to show you how to think about your time, design your life, and get ready to onboard this new era so you serve God. And then startup clarity, three classes, 150. You can get one, you can get the other, you can get both. Just send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put your name and telephone number and just put classes one, you could put liberated, startup. Mm-hmm. You could put startup liberated, whatever you want to say. Now I'm going to read you a testimonial to just close it out. When I realized, thank you for the updates. I'm surprised there aren't more Zim holders. When I realized the RV for Zim was one-to-one, I was somewhat intimidated by the responsibility of such a sum. Fortunately, after attending the classes this past year, I feel confident that Christ will guide me and that I will have the knowledge and discernment to make appropriate choices in all areas. I'm thankful for you and your continuing dedication to enlighten and encourage us all to be our best selves. This is going to help you. This is the phrase, Bruce. It's time for you to own your commitment to making the world a better place and to educate yourself so you can lead yourself to do that. So you can actually take action, make decisions that will be effective. It's time. You know, everybody, Hushmail is going to be calling me, I have a feeling. But it's important. It's very, very important. So that's my segment for tonight.
Well, thank you, Sue. I have a question for you.
Yes.
We have heard that ZIM holders would be notified first.
We've yes.
also heard that there are 1.2 million ZIM holders in the United States. 1.2 million. I don't know where the number 75,000 is coming from.
From our friend.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I will double track and pick and back that up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Because maybe the 1.2 million ZIM holders is not the U.S., but globally. But 75,000 sounds very low to me. Very low. Because we've known about
it,
and I've known about it for 12 years. Right?
I'm stunned, but you've known, you and I have known about it for 12 years?
The ZIM, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And, okay, well, I will say thank you for answering that, and then I will look
yeah,
into that.
Yeah, 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 and it's good. What you're watching you guys live, which is very cool, is we really try to triple and quadruple check our sources and et cetera. But we try to highlight what is truth. We try to get to truth. Mm-hmm. And the truth is you need to be prepared. And
that's right.
What we're trying to do is make it so it's not like just you're an overload. And that's the whole purpose of these classes, is so it can be something you're enjoying getting into. You can learn. To me, it's the most fun you could have if you want to be on purpose. So thank you, Bruce.
Yeah. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Thank you very much. Good segment. Very good. All right. Now, was it explosive weekend with all the fireworks and the thunderstorms? Sue, did you get any rain up there where you are?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we had a lot of rain. A lot of rain.
They got rain in the Carolinas. They got rain in the D.C. area. I didn't know, and I did know it was making it all the way up to Massachusetts. So I hope that you.
What
got
about
some
where out. Bob was? Bob, did you get rain?
No rain.
It went not like what happened in the Northeast. We just had regular rainy types of scattered showers, scattered thunderstorms. So, but it was nothing. We didn't. It didn't interrupt the fireworks.
Okay.
Yeah. We need to pray for rain for Florida. Believe it or not, they just are 13 inches below normal. And they just need those regular 20 to 30 minute afternoon showers at 3 or 4 in the afternoon. And just get that soaking rain coming in. So that's definitely something we can pray about. Well, Bob, getting apart from rain, I know that we've got some testimonials that we want to hear about, and we want to see what else you would offer tonight in your segment.
Yeah, we do have some new testimonials.
All righty.
And, a lot of different ones about different products. So we had two of them about our Super Strong product, which we haven't talked about in a little while. But this is a pain roll-on relief product that is essentially still brand new. It's a one-of-a-kind, and from the testimonials we're getting, it's working a lot better than anything else people can buy on the market. There's a lot of testimonials saying, I've tried 10 different types of pain roll-ons, and this is the best one by far. And we have this one just came in. The lady said, I was doing water exercises today for an hour, When I got home, the middle of my back was hurting, so I rolled some Super Strong on, and after several minutes, the pain was gone. And this is one of the things we're hearing, Bruce, is this type of quick relief. And you can use this for many different things, not just, you know, back pain, but people use it for headaches.
Right.
And they use it for arthritic pain, like all different kinds of pain that they've never been able to get control of, that with Super Strong they can. And another testimonial that came in, you see if I can find that other one on Super Strong. Yep.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so this another lady wrote in, "This works so well. I have told a bunch of other people about it. I love this product." And that's the other thing that we're hearing a lot is, because when people get relief from pain, usually their friends and family know about it because they see them limping around or complaining about it. And so as soon as people see that their pain is gone, they want to know about it. But here's one also, Bruce, that came in about Myotrol. It just came in. It's this man says, "I've been taking Myotrol every day since it became available. I have much more strength and vigor, and I would never go without it. Thank you so much." Again,
that's great.
Very common one. Here's a guy, 79 years old, taking Myotrol, thanking us. He said he takes 3 tablets a day. Most people take 2. Some people only take 1.
Yeah.
But this man is taking 3. And we do have people, especially that go for a workout in the late afternoon, they'll take 2 in the morning and 1 before they go to work out.
Okay.
Then here's a testimonial came in a couple days ago about Good Night Formula. It says simply, "I would never give this up for anything." Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, it's so helpful. It just works, Bob.
Yeah, another one came in. Yes, another Good Night Formula testimonial yesterday. "I sleep really well with the Good Night Formula, and I fall asleep really fast." You know, there are compounds in there that'll make that happen, that where people can get sleepy really quickly.
Yep.
And those are the testimonials that came in, Bruce. And I'll tell people what's going on with what's on sale right now. And people were looking in last week. This sale is still going on, and I have to tell you, this is one of the most popular sales we've ever done, maybe the most popular, because we started it before the 4th of July, and it's still going on, and every day, way more people are calling in to take advantage of it than we thought.
Well, that's good.
But what it is, you know, for the 4th of July, we said we're going to give a 40% discount if you get 4 or more of a product or this group of products. So we have 8 products that we put in this offer, both types of barley, the Good Night Formula we were just talking about, our Clarity Factor, digestive enzymes, the collagen peptides, which is our powder of type 1 and type 3 collagen, our turmeric and our vitamin C. So you can buy 4 of one of those, or you can buy 1 of 4 different ones. You can buy 8. You can buy 16 things. And anything 4 or over is going to get a 40% discount.
That's a lot.
Probably go on for a couple more days. And it's been really, really popular. The other thing that's been really popular, but not surprising because this is one of those products like Myotrol that works so well. It's an epigenetic reprogrammer called Collagene. And
yep.
It is the product that helps people repair their cartilage. As people age, they stop making cartilage. And you end up with this bone-on-bone situation. This
yes.
product restores your ability to make cartilage again. The collagen has compounds in it to activate the genes that have gone dormant.
Okay.
The code for type 2 collagen, which you need, along with aggrecan and hyaluronic acid to make your cartilage. And at any age, you can now restore your ability to make that cartilage. And this is a buy one, get one half off sale for our collagen.
Yep.
And lastly, Bruce, I wanted to say this. There was an article that came out in the news about what's been happening for a while, and it's starting to accelerate because this year is going to be the first year that there's more people over the age of 65 in the United States than there mm-hmm. are people under the age of 18. And
wow.
mm-hmm. so our society is continuing to age, and it's creating a shortage of workers to help people that need assistance, home health aides, nurses, etc. And it's getting mm-hmm. harder and harder for families to find caregivers for mm-hmm. people who are elderly that need help. And
right.
we've seen this, and this is, you know, if you listen to the testimonials we had about Myotrol, one of those men I know for sure is close to 70 years old who wrote in, you know, and they say that about the last 8 years of a person's life, they have some form of disability that they're going to need help regarding.
Right.
And so here's a man 70 years old, with the average age of a man in the United States being about 78. He's already at the point where he needs help. But we've had a lot of people give us testimonials about Myotrol who are people that were already employing caregivers to help them. And in some cases, right. could not function without those caregivers. They needed them to help them get to the bathroom, to get to the doctor, to get out of bed, everything. And
yep.
when they started taking Myotrol, all of a sudden, when they would turn to the side of the bed to get up with the help of the nurse's aide, they were discovering that they needed less help, and then less and less and less, and pretty soon they realized they could stand up on their own again and start walking around. And
mm-hmm.
These are people that are going on 90 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking at what's possible as compared to what others are concerned about and complaining about. We can't find caregivers. Well, you know what? You can listen to the Big Call and find out about Myotrol, and that's a lot better than a caregiver. It's a lot less expensive.
There you go.
And we think that we're going to see with all the new discoveries that are occurring, like Myotrol, like collagen, which obviously helps, because if people can't get around because they don't have cartilage anymore, they're going to need help. But with collagen, they won't need help for that reason. And with the Myotrol, they won't need help because they're getting very frail and crumbly as they age. They'll be able to maintain their muscle as they age, and this is a really good thing. Another really big one, Bruce, that we are going to be watching very closely these next couple of months is the new FDA-approved for research injections for blind people with glaucoma, which we talked about
mm-hmm.
last week.
Yeah.
This week, the first humans But they've already done it with rats and monkeys where they've restored their sight. And we're going mm-hmm. to see first humans get that opportunity starting this
week. Awesome. Okay,
we'll see more and more of that between that type of intervention, which are utilizing, you know, these different proteins that are addressing the anti-aging factors, the de-aging factors that are restoring eyes. And between that and myotrol and collagen and helping yourself not have issues with heart disease and stroke and cancer by keeping your inflammation down using barley and Boomer Boost. What a dynamic trio, right? Bruce, if you have barley, Boomer Boost, and myotrol, you can put yourself in a position to avoid almost every disease.
And, that's it.
That's what I have for tonight. Bruce, it is 21 minutes after 10.
All righty, Bob. Thank you very much. That's really good and encouraging news. And I like that the trio of Boomer Boost, Gladiator Barley for me, Heirloom Barley for some others. But I like the Gladiator Barley and the Myotrol because they all work very well in synchrony together. And those are excellent products. And I just re-upped again and got my my order in today on Gladiator Barley, which was on sale, and also got some more Good Night Formula. I wasn't out. I wasn't low, but I just wanted to take advantage of 40% off. It's a bargain on Good Night Formula. And, Bob, let's let everybody know, to get to you, if they go to bigcalluniverse.com, that's my site, they'll see the banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to your website. So, boom, they go right in to the Boomers website, and then they'll see the All Products menu. They'll see the drop-down on sale tab. They click on that, and they'll be able to see both of these sales, the buy one, get one half off on collagen, which is a really good deal for a fairly new product. And they'll also see the 8 products to choose from that they can buy 4 or more of one or more of those products and get 40% off. So the 4th of July sale looks like it's going for maybe a couple more days. And take advantage of that. A lot of people are. And those 8 products are all winners. And, man, if you're low on Gladiator Barley like I was, I got 4 of those, I believe it's 4, 4 of the starter containers, which is 2 of the normal size canisters. So I got them that way and just bought it that way. And that was that was good. So the other thing to know is if you have a question or you need some additional help, you can call the customer support number, which is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So take advantage of that sale. Take advantage of it before it goes away in a couple of days. So that's a good thing to do. All right, let's get into where we are on Intel tonight. And I've told Sue I was going to be real and get real on the big call. First of all, let me say that when I get information from certain sources, we do try to vet it. We try to compare if we can get confirmation on it from other sources. We try to confirm it. But this, and you've heard this term a bunch of times, is like a moving target. The information that I get at the time I get it appears to be good and real and trustworthy. But time and time again, things have changed. Something's come up. We get pushed, and we get pushed. And there is no back wall. There was supposed to be a back wall of July 4th. It was supposed to be that. And I had heard they want this done by the end of June. Forget the 4th of July. That would give us something to celebrate, right? Well, we didn't make that last back wall of the 4th. Today's the 7th. So we can forget about the term back wall because it never seems to happen for us. So I apologize for any information I may have brought out that didn't happen. And I'm not happy about it when I get stuff that really, really looks good and sounds good and makes sense. If any of this makes sense, you know, I go, oh, man, that's great. That sounds good. Finally, boom, boom, boom. Well, you know, I get disappointed just like you guys do. Just so you know, I've been on this ride, though, for a long time, 21 years invested. And I know it's happening. I know it's coming, but it just isn't here yet, is it? Have I lost faith? No. Has my faith increased? Probably. But I would like to say there are a couple of things that I've learned out there that we need to be aware of. And one is something that I wasn't aware of until, I guess, today, and that was there are scams out there that are telling people, hey, I will help you set up your quantum account. I will help you, you know, set that up. Well, I can tell you our bank accounts that we currently have been mirrored by the quantum financial system for a couple of years. And just recently, like in the last 2 or 3 weeks, those accounts have been live on the quantum financial system. So they have that already. Now, what about our quantum account, as I call it, with the currencies that we exchange and the ZIM that we redeem? What about those accounts? Well, those accounts may have already been set up for us so that when the R&R comes in for us, the restitution and reconciliation allowance, and our DOGE payments, should they come in through that vehicle, that is supposedly to be deposited already into our quantum accounts. And then when we exchange at the redemption center and we redeem the ZIM at the redemption center, those totals would also go into that quantum account. So it's already set up. Now, how do you activate the account? That's where, by the way, this is relatively new. Last couple of weeks, I've heard this. We do have a username, but no password. Username, the password essentially is your biometric fingerprint or thumbprint. So you won't have to remember a password. Username, biometric, 5-digit PIN code. You have to think of 5 digits for that. And then ideally a new unblemished email and password for the email. Okay, all of that gets you into your quantum account. Now, the quantum account is only used for two purposes. One, to move the funds from the exchanges and the ZIM redemption into that account. And secondly, to move funds from your quantum account into your bank account, what I call primary bank account with Wells Fargo. And secondarily, it can be used to move funds into one or two other banks that are tied to your quantum account card. Quantum account card, remember, is made of, what's it made of? Not titanium. Whatever it's made of, it's about 3 times thicker than a normal credit card thickness. But it's not used as a credit card. It's only used to access your quantum account. And you'll be able to do this after you learn how to do it, with or without a help from a premier banker. You'll be able to do this on your own, is what I understand. Now, the first few times I move some funds, I may want to make sure I'm doing it exactly right and can see it that way. But don't, if somebody sends you something or says, here's a website to go to, we need your blah, 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 bank information, your social security number, all that stuff, forget about it. That's a scam. You don't need to do anything until you go to the Redemption Center. That's when you'll set up and activate or activate your already set up quantum account. Okay? So don't fall for anything. And somebody says, oh, for only so many $100, I will help you set that up. Nope. You don't need it. It's a scam. And I think you guys all know that. But I didn't even know about that was happening until today. So I find out about it late, and I thought, I better bring it to you guys. Make sure you guys aren't falling for that. And you young people, make sure your parents and grandparents don't fall for that, because they're the most likely ones to get suckered in on some kind of a scam, thinking the person that's calling them on the phone or whatever is trying to truly help them when they're really trying to screw them out of their money. Okay, and their identity, for that matter. So, let's beware of that. Be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. All right, so, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about was the holographic medical beds. And by that I mean that there are some people out there that one person in particular tried to put out information that said, oh, yeah, you need to pay so much to register to go into the medical beds. You have to pay so much to be registered. And that's all a lie. There is no registration required for the medical beds. None. Okay, these are things that you need to be aware of. There is some person that keeps putting out incorrect information about $300 to register or to be trained for the medical beds, blah, blah, blah. Nope. This is overseen by our military. We have plenty of med bed centers throughout the United States, huge number. They are active for military use in some areas now, and they'll be active for us pretty soon. And I want everybody to realize, don't fall for that scam. Don't fall for it. The medical beds, the holographic medical beds that we know of, and I mean know intimately about, there is no charge to use them. There is no registration of them. The only thing you'll do if you're in dire need, and especially a ZIM holder, when you go in to the Redemption Center, you let them know, yes, I have a dire need, it's blah, 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 and I'm a ZIM holder, and they will enter some keystrokes that will allow you to be in the system to be notified of an availability for your appointment. And we've been told after this goes, and it is a thing, after this goes, and after we're in the Redemption Center for our appointment, that will be entered, because they want to see who we are. They want to see the situation as they can evaluate. Is this a real legitimate thing? Is this a good person? Is this a deep stater? You know, they'll determine that by how you language it, by how you deliver it, and then you'll be contacted for an appointment. It's so important. I wish I could go into more depth on the holographic medical beds, but I've been told not to. And I know a lot about them. So I can't go there. But I'm going to say, just do what I said about when you get into the Redemption Center, that's when you can mention your situation. And my understanding is everybody that goes to the MedBed Center will have an opportunity to list six people that they know that they're referring to the MedBeds for whatever illness, for whatever situation is, six people. So that this is an appointment by referral. They know that if you're a good person and you're going into the MedBed and you've got six people, that they sort of will vet that out when they contact these people and so on. All right, so that's all I'm going to say about that tonight. So don't be scammed by any person from whatever country down under that is looking for $300 to register you for the MedBeds. Forget about it. It's not true, it's not real, and it shouldn't be happening. All right? All right, let's talk about where we are. I had one source that was a good source, still is, that is talking about if we don't get something tomorrow, which is Thursday. No, check that. Tomorrow's Wednesday the 8th. We don't get something by Thursday, then we're looking at the weekend to be notified. Then another source, extremely high source, is telling us if everything goes according to plan, and I believe that's through the weekend, then we will be exchanging very early next week. Number one, we have to pray that everything does go according to plan through the weekend, and that very early next week for our exchanges would translate into Monday or Tuesday. I mean, very early is Sunday, but we call that the weekend. So, would Monday or Tuesday be in play for exchanges? Yeah, that's what we're getting. And it's not a whole lot of intel. But at this point, we don't need a whole lot. We just need to know the when. We know what the rates are in general, and we know that everything is lined up for us, and we know the med beds are ready, the medical beds are ready for us. We just have to get started. And even though it's bass-ackwards to be doing it the way that the military is doing it, they do have a reason for it. And I understand why. And I think I understand why the push past July 4th, past and into this weekend. I think it's having to do with more pickups, not only globally, but certainly in this country. And I know roughly who's being picked up, and I know some numbers. And I think that still has to be accomplished. Now, we're not going to get everybody, you know, in a week or 2 weeks or whatever, but it's a continuous, nonstop effort, continuous. And they're making headway, and we are winning, and we're going to win. We've already won this. We just don't know it. But I'm excited about where this is going. Could it take us all the way to the 15th? We could be close. If my math is right, the 15th would be Wednesday of next week. And so I'm thinking early would be, what, Monday the 13th, 14th, right? Something like that. Monday, Tuesday would be 13th, 14th next week. So maybe that's when it is. We do know that Iraq is sending a contingent to the United States to meet with President Trump and Treasury Secretary Bessent and others on the 15th of July. I think that's going to be really, really good time where the president and Scott and others will meet some of the new contingent from Iraq, some of their newly appointed and elected people. This is going to be a nice sized contingent. So that is good. I don't think that means that we're waiting until then to go. But we'll have to see what it means. I think it's a really good thing. And hopefully everything in the Strait of Hormuz is moving through. And we're watching that, of course. We're there. And hopefully the ceasefire will continue. And we understand that peace is coming together in Ukraine and Russia. They both, according to President Trump, they both want this war to end. Excuse me. So, you know, that's good news. Now, what's going on with Cuba? I don't know. I just know that we have a presence there, and I know the Cuban people are hurting, and I hope that we can find a solution and an end to that regime, and that the people themselves can overturn it and get away from communism and get into a republic, a republic like we have, only better. So let's celebrate the fact that we are in a new era that Sue mentioned, and remember this, to be fully prepared for what's about to happen in your life, and as a good steward of the funds that are coming, that you're going to be using for your projects, primarily job creation, that type of thing, restoring, that's what we want to do with Rebuild America. We want to restore homes, people's lives, businesses, recreation, venues, a reason to be in that town and that small town when that mill left or that manufacturing plant went to Mexico or China. You know, we've got to find a way to rebuild America to give those small towns meaning again. And that's part of what we're going to do with Rebuild. And I just think that right now, in the meantime, which is where we are, this is when you want to get in touch with Sue for one or the other or both class options. Liberated humanitarian. You just put Liberated 150 in the subject line. For that particular course, which has three classes for $150, or the option of Startup Clarity, which is the fact that when you build out your project, you're in a startup phase. And there's certain things you need to know when starting up any business or any project. And that's where you're going to go with this particular three classes in Startup. Startup 150. Maybe you'll get both. Maybe you'll get both, Liberated 150 and Startup 150. Just let Sue which of the classes you're interested in, whether or not you have PayPal or not, whether she can invoice you and bill you a different way. Okay, she'll decide that based on if you have PayPal or not. And put your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email. And, just one moment, send that email to Integrated Minds, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, Minds, M-I-N-D-S, and send it off to her, and she'll be actively working on getting those back out to you. And watch your emails. Excuse me, because you want to go, you want to see the email come back to you after you've initially responded to her, and then she'll send you one back, and then keep an eye on further emails to tell you how you're paying for it or to tell you how to go about paying for it on PayPal or in another way that she invoices you on. Okay? And then watch as you receive these audio downloads from the classes. And like Sue said, try to listen to one class of the three per week, maybe two. One class per week, maybe two in a week. So do that. You'll be far more prepared, and you'll have a foundation that'll be built for you to do a startup project, which is what we're doing, and like I'm doing for Rebuild America all around the country, and Rebuild International, and Veterans Retreat Network, and Pastoral Retreat Network. Those are my four projects. And yes, I'm still looking for volunteers to help me on Rebuild America. We've been talking about that, gosh, I guess it's probably been 10 or 12 years now. It's amazing to think of it that way, but it's true. So, also, if you used to get the big call through Starlink and you're not getting it there anymore, then you need to go to bigcalluniverse.com and pick up the link after it's been posted for the call, whether it's tonight's call or whatever call. Okay? You pick it up that way. People, the replay number also works. Some people listen to the call on replay. And the replay number is posted on our website. And after this goes and we have the bona fide 800 number for the U.S. and hopefully we get one for Canada, we will post those on the website, on the landing page. Okay, we'll also send out an email to the people that registered on bigcalluniverse.com that wanted to receive the 800 number from us. So we'll do that in a blast email that'll go out to everybody who we have the email for to confirm this is the number that we've received to call. Okay? And you should be getting it by what they call SMS, which to me was Samsung Messaging Service, but it might be another term for that. But it was texting. You would get a text and or an email from Wells Fargo. So beware of that. Beware of it. And make sure that it's the real McCoy. And that's really what I wanted to cover tonight. So let's look forward to having a call Thursday night. We'll see if anything happens by then or if we have a clearer definition of where we are. But everything I'm hearing is mostly pointing toward the weekend and exchanges to start early next week. So that's if everything goes according to plan. Well, we don't know everything that's in the plan. We know some of the things, but we don't know everything. So we have to pray, and that's what we're going to do now, that everything does go according to plan. And we get these notifications this weekend, and we can start exchanges very early next week. So I want to thank Sue again for a wonderful job, excellent, on everything tonight. And Bob as well, wonderful to get all of the health information that we need to know what we can do to take advantage of this sale. And thank you, GCK and Doug, for your technical support. And thank you, Jeannie, for your continued support in Tuesday and Thursday night prayer requests and praise. And also, Pastor Scott, if you're out there and hearing the call, send us an email if you can. And then, of course, we're going to continue to lift you up for a full, complete, and total recovery in Jesus' name. And thank you, of course, Big Call Universe, wherever you are catching this call and listening to us. Thank you for it over the last 15 and a half years. So let us pray the call out. Lord God, we thank you for the information that we receive. Thank you for everybody that's waiting for this incredible blessing. We pray that the information that we get is true and valid, and we pray that the timing for this agrees with your timeline, and that everything goes according to plan, such that we could get notified by the weekend and begin exchanges very early next week. And Lord God, if that agrees with your timeline, then please let it be so. Thank you for healing those like Pastor Scott completely from his stroke symptoms and so on. And thank you for healing everybody else that has requested prayer. And thank you for healing your land. Thank you for healing and for the peace of Jerusalem and for the peace throughout the Middle East. Thank you for this, everything coming through according to your plan. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, everybody have a good night tonight, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Thursday night's call. God bless you all. Good night.